I sit by the phone, but I haven't heard.
Both sides, stomach size and diameter.
And you know that money's for managers.
I know money's for managers.
I sit by the phone, but I haven't heard. Two spots and 10,000 challengers. I know the money's for managers.
But goddammit, art is for amateurs.
Ladies, gents, and friends, but I'm actually dizzy. That made me...
So for people who don't know, Matt started that intro at the back of the room and sprinted
microphone. I actually felt like I was going to pass out. Oh, no. Not because of the sprint, just that was too much for...
Welcome to Jam Mechanics. This is a podcast.
Hey, don't take it away from me.
No, you had your chance. Welcome to Jam Mechanics. My name is Bug from Bug Hunter. This is a podcast. With me is...
The Narcissist Cookbook.
Here's what we do on this podcast. It's a song challenge podcast, but Matt and I are both songwriters. We are both professional songwriters. This is our job. This is what we do. We write songs, go out on the road, play music, and so we come into this. We have no idea what the other one is going to challenge us to, and then we have 3 hours to go away, write a demo, come back, show it off, see how it feels, see what worked, see what didn't, talk about it, hopefully... give some insight into our songwriting process.
Yeah.
Cool. On this podcast, we do icebreakers to get to know each other, both for our own benefit. We've spent a lot of time together in the past year. I can basically reach out and like grab Matt at any point of the day when we're on tour. That's how close we are.
Pretty much, yeah. Usually I'm just chilling in the front seat, chilling in the back seat, which... seat shall I take? It has been a hard install of a friendship. It's been like, okay, let's lock ourselves in.
Yeah, we either had to be friends or die.
But there are still things about you I don't know, Bug. For example, have you got any ghost stories? Like something that's happened to you that is like
that you're paranormal, like paranormal, can't explain.
Yeah.
Well, so not me personally. But the old man next door, he said his house was haunted.
Wow.
He said a ghost kept him awake.
Sounds crazy to me.
Let me think. Okay, so I got my joke answer out of the way. I feel, you know, when you asked the question, I felt like, yes, I do. I do have a ghost thing. But now as I'm racking my brain, I actually like, I don't anymore.
Yeah, I asked you the question and then your face was like, ooh, I absolutely do.
Yeah, I was like, that's the weirdest thing. When you asked
pretty
me, I was like,
spooky.
Oh, I absolutely have a story about this. And then as soon as I went to like think about it, it's like, wait, no, I don't.
That's pretty spooky, Bug.
That's spooky. Spooky mind wipe. my question for you. So I have this from our list of 90 ice buckets to challenge your date with. but I'm not going to ask you one. This one I just saw. I said, if it was raining tacos, would you eat them? But I don't really care about that question. What I'm going to dovetail into is, where are you on the 5-second rule? Are you...
Oh, no.
Your face...
I believe that rules are meant to be broken. I believe that the 5-second rule is a really useful guideline, and that time is a human construct, really.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on how much I want what's on the floor.
Yeah.
If I walk into a room and something is on the floor,
yeah,
then I probably will not pick it up and eat it.
Yeah.
Probably. If it's an empty room, you know, who knows? Was that dropped there last night? Was it dropped there 4 seconds ago? Who knows?
Speaking of empty rooms, does it matter if somebody else is with you? Does your behavior around the 5-second rule change?
Right. Okay. So I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I have developed subconsciously. I didn't consciously develop this, but subconsciously I've developed a tactic because, you know, if I'm eating in a restaurant and I drop a chip on the floor or something, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I paid mm-hmm. for that fucking chip. I will pick it up and I'll go, and I'll put it on the side of the plate. Mm-hmm. Or like on a dead plate that isn't being used anymore.
Yeah.
And then when I think everyone who is observing me has forgotten, you know, maybe like mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, I'll be like, ooh, a chip, and I'll put it in my mouth. And I'll be sort of acting as if like I have also forgotten where that chip was. You know?
This is great news for me because we share a lot of meals on the road, and I'm going to be watching you like a hawk.
hey, do you want this? Like, do you want this well seasoned fry?
Yeah, I was in the shower yesterday, and Ladybug came in, and she had a half of a cutie. Do you not call him that there?
I don't know what that is.
A mandarin, little orange.
Like little orange, yeah.
Cuties, yeah. And she had like half of one. Normally you you break them off into their little tiny wedges and eat them like that. She had an entire half of one, and she like reached over the shower like door as if she was gonna like drop it into my mouth. And so I was like, okay. And I like look up and I try and like catch this half of an orange in my mouth, and obviously like bounces off and then it falls onto the shower floor, and she's like, quick, pick it up, rinse it off and eat it. And I
was you can't do that in a shower.
Off the shower floor.
It's covered in piss and shit. Fresh piss and fresh shit.
Okay, we're getting to know each other too well, Matt.
Who is giving a challenge first?
I'm going to give you mine first.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
You did not have one when you came in.
I didn't have one when we decided, what was it, like last night that we were like, oh, let's do a Jam Mechanics tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ladybug and I were going to bed last night, and I was like, oh, I'm setting my alarm. Can you give me a prompt? Can you just like give me one, like just so that I can give it to Matt without hesitation?
Oh, wow.
Ladybug just deadpans at me. The alpaca can't see over the fence. And I was like, oh, no, we can't see over the fence. Why doesn't he just jump and look? And she was like, he can't jump.
Alpacas can't jump.
The alpaca can't see over the fence. And also, the alpaca can't jump.
Oh, okay, right. The alpaca can't see over the fence. Also, the alpaca can't jump.
My wife is the queen of deadpanning improv. If you give my wife a prompt of like, give me something creative, she will come up with the most off the wall thing immediately. And I just like think, where did you get that? Why was that so locked and loaded, ready for you to go? And so I was like, that's perfect. I'm just gonna give Matt that. The alpaca can't see over the fence.
He can't and jump. Also, okay.
He can't jump.
Okay. Well, I got one for you.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Really pretty simple. And in fact, I'm going to give you more creative leeway than I intended to. I want you to give me, to write me a TV theme to a show of your choice.
TV theme.
The one thing I'm going to say is, assuming that you're going to invent a TV show, you're going to need to come back and you're also going to have to pitch me the show. you can...
Okay. So I need to tell people something really quick. Every time we get on the Zoom call, Matt names himself something different. I see it, and I don't respond to it. I don't acknowledge it, but it's always related.
I see you see it.
It's always about going to be about the challenge. And today it is, you know, like Cheers.
Yeah.
So waiting for that shoe to drop.
It doesn't need to be like, oh yeah, The Price is Right. If it is wrong, you're watching the wrong show. It can just be like, you know, as long as you can pitch me a TV show and your theme song, you know, yeah.
Great. Where's your head at on?
Can alpacas jump? This is something we're going to find out on.
Well, you know what? She seemed really sad about it when she said it. So I think her assumption was that they normally can, but this one can't.
Alpacas can jump, but rarely want to. That's written by an alpaca, I'm sure. Alpacas can jump, but they rarely want to escape from the herd. Normal stock fencing and bullock hurdles of about 4 foot are sufficient. Do not use the barbed wire.
You're frantically typing like that's welcome an idea.
Welcome to my yeah. process.
So if anybody wants to know what Matt's process looks like, it is saying don't use the barbed wire and then like couldn't get to the keyboard fast enough to type that out. amazing.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you back here in 3 hours.
9 o'clock here. So that gives me till noon. That's 5 year time.
Sorry. Can I just say that as I was like wildly, you know, like I was exaggeratedly typing in Notepad for comic effect and I stopped when the screen went white and like a new browser window came up and I was like, oh, I've done something. And it came up with like, hey, do you need help with Notepad and Windows?
You're clearly struggling. First time using a keyboard. And we are back from the break. It's been more than 3 hours. I needed a little more time this time. That's okay. We all go at our own pace. It's fine. Yeah. Nobody's judging me that it was closer to 4 hours.
You know what's funny is we both got complete. I mean, at least on my end, I think on your end as well, got completely turned around in terms of time.
I did not. That was you talking to yourself in our chat.
Okay. Well, at 2.5 hours in, I was like, okay, I've got 90 minutes left. And I thought I'd been working for 90 minutes. Turns out I'd been working for 2.5 hours. I was having a lot of fun today. So I got completely turned around, but that's good. Okay. And then you needed some extra time. So I went in and did some cosmetic stuff and made it sound a little bit better. And I'm pretty happy with mine today. I had a lot of fun with it.
Cool.
It came together really, really quickly. I wrote the whole song in about 45 minutes and then just spent the rest of the time kind of putting it together.
That's awesome. I didn't start recording until about 15 minutes before our like scheduled time to come back. who's going first?
Who is it first? Is it me?
I'm going to go first.
Okay, you go first.
I'm going to go first. I called dibs on going first on this one. Okay, my prompt. TV theme song.
Yeah.
Here's what I did. I went and listened. I found a YouTube playlist of classic 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s TV theme songs. And okay. I just listened to it. I just like soaked it in. And maybe that's why it took me so long. I just like soaked it in for like 45 minutes of just like found Gilligan's Island, Brady Bunch, Growing Pains, Friends. So I just went and listened to a bunch of TV theme songs. And I was like, okay, what are the elements of this that like make them TV theme songs? And I think there's different ways that different artists have like gone about TV theme songs. Some are like, let us introduce the characters and the plot of this show, right? The Brady Bunch is like that. Gilligan's Island, literally, there's this part where it's like, Gilligan, the skipper to the millionaire and his wife. They're just like literally introducing the characters of the show and the predicament that like sets the scene for the show. And then some are like Friends, which are just kind of like vibes. It's just like, sets a tone kind of for like what it is. So I did some elements of both of these, I think, in my song. It's weird and rough around the edges, but I don't know. Basically my core tenets that guided me as I was writing this was be vibey, be catchy in the chorus, come up with like a catchphrase, right? And like come up with a name and all that. And then also kind of maybe mess with some of the tropes of these old sitcoms that were kind of campy and corny a little bit. So do you want to hear about my TV show?
Yeah, pitch me the TV show.
You never heard of Kick and Spin?
I've never heard of Kick and Spin.
You never heard of Kick and Spin? Wow. It's probably just because you're not from America. Huge, huge show. It's called Kick and Spin. So popular over here. Probably just never made it across the ocean. So I don't blame you for never hearing of Kick and Spin, but I do. I have the theme song pulled up for it. If you want to give a listen to Kick and Spin.
Can you tell me just a little bit about Kick and Spin, or is the theme song going to tell me everything I need to know?
It's a sitcom. It's filmed on one location, kind of close set. Why don't we just listen and maybe if you've heard it before, you'll be able to sing along to it. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, right. it's called Kick and Spin. Feel free to give me the little 3, 2, 1.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Do you ever feel like a little guy? Like you have no control, but somehow you're still synchronized. Cause life keeps spinning, spinning, and you keep kicking, kicking. Mostly due to the metal rod that's going through your torso that is attached to three other dudes. It's foosball. It don't matter if you win. All we do is kick and spin. But mostly kick, but mostly spin.
That's great. Whoop.
You try to pass to the goalie and you score on yourself. Try to pass up the field, oh no, you scored on yourself. And you finally score a goal, but it ricochets off and you score on yourself. It's foosball. It don't matter if you win. All we do is kick and spin. But mostly kick, but mostly spin. Oh hey, didn't see you there. You're probably wondering how I got here, strapped to these three other dudes, trapped in a perpetual game of soccer against different colored but functionally identical opponents spinning clockwise into infinity forever. Well, a witch trapped my soul in here. I used to be a lawyer. Please tell my wife
it's
I love her.
Foosball, where nobody has a name, where it's just a silly game, where we kick and spin all day. That's right, it's foosball. Kick and spin, but mostly kick, but mostly spin.
Kick and Spin is taped in front of a studio audience of weird faceless mannequins starring Kickless Cage and John Krasinski.
You know, I was really loving it up until Kickless Cage.
Kickless Cage is so good. It's the only reason I wrote the song.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, we got the British version of that over here. It's called Table Football. And... Yeah. Oh, that was great. What do you, out of interest, before we jump in to discussing this song,
yes.
Is there one person, one sentient being in this foosball table?
I imagine it as an ensemble sitcom.
This witch has just been like, I've got one curse and I'm going to fall back on it.
It's, no, the witch cursed a lot of people. Basically everyone on the foosball table, they're all cursed by the witch and they all have to live in this little sitcom based around foosball players. I don't know why I thought of this. I don't know why. I was like, what's a stupid idea for a sitcom? Everybody's a foosball player and they're all attached to each other. And that's literally as far as I thought about it. I was like, it's called Kick. I was going to call it Foosgold. But I couldn't get Foosgold into the song in a way that made any sense at all. So I ended up leaning into the kick and spin motif, and I was like, this song is called Kick and Spin. Because that's pretty much all you do when you play foosball. Yeah, kick
okay.
And you spin.
Fantastic. One, I love the lore drop. Great. Fantastic. Yeah, that's really, I love the chorus, but mostly kick, but mostly spin is really good.
I thought that was funny. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but there's something, if I'm going to take anything out of this song, it's the, you know, all we do is blank and blank, but mostly blank, but mostly blank. There's something about that like made me laugh when I wrote it. That tickled my funny bone, and I didn't know if that was funny, but I'm glad that you called it out.
You got a little melodic bass line in there in the chorus as well, which I loved. Yeah, I was actually really impressed with your bass line because you messaged me what feels like 30 minutes ago and you were like, I haven't even started recording yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know that the last thing I always, in fact, there isn't even a bass line in my entire song. The last thing I do is bass line. And you had like a little melody in there.
I was definitely kind of channeling the Friends theme song at the beginning, you know. Do you ever feel like a little guy rather than, so no one told you ever life was going to be this way? And so I was like, you know, most theme songs that I listen to are kind of just like, aren't you just tired of the same old, same old? Well, just come on and hang out with your buddies. It's Cheers, you know? And so I try to like tap into that with, do you ever feel like a little guy, like you have no control, but somehow you're still synchronized?
Yeah, no, that was exactly this, you know, where it was exactly what I was hoping for from you. You know, I really hope he writes a song about a foosball table, a table football game.
Oh, yes.
Game.
Yeah, exactly. I can see it in your eyes when you were suggesting it, so.
Yeah, you didn't sideswipe me.
I didn't trick you. I didn't spin your prompt.
I really liked the score on yourself rule of three joke. That was really good.
Yeah. I for anybody who doesn't know, and this is actually a songwriting tip that we can give. Some people have been wanting some more songwriting tips. If you don't know about the rule of three,
It's
the rule of three works for everything.
It works for everything. It's not. It's comedy. It's songs. Rule of three just states whatever you're doing, do it three times. Right. if you have a joke, and then you escalate the joke at a different point, do yourself a favor. Escalate it one more time. Do it three times. So in this
song, put a little
twist
on it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put a little twist on it. The third one is going to be funny. Don't go past three. That's just in general. Don't go past three.
Yeah.
In this one, it's you try to pass to the goalie and you score on yourself. Second time, I say it. So like the first time I say it, it's this is a normal thing to do, right? You pass to the goalie, score on yourself. Second time is you try to pass at the field. Oh no, you scored on yourself. That's slightly funnier because you're literally kicking it in the other direction and somehow you scored on yourself. And then the final one is you score a goal and it ricochets off and you score on yourself. Just complete breakdown of the concept entirely. It's not that funny in this song, but in general, stick to the rule of threes and you will just have a tighter, kind of stronger concept.
The rule of three is baked in to the human expectation of storytelling.
Yes.
And songwriting.
Yeah. So if you aren't consciously thinking about the rule of three as you are writing, start, because I think you'll get better results. It's the four chord song of storytelling. It's going to work out the best in your favor more often than not. You can break it, same as you can write a song that's not in four chords and still have fine results. But if you want a shortcut to engagement and writing to a finale, think about just doing your bit three times and escalating it each time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is great. This is great. Yeah. And I'm excited for the, I don't want to jinx it, but I am excited for the fan art. If there's going to be
I want the fan art for this so bad. And you know, NBC, ABC, call me. I'm willing to sign over the rights to Kick and Spin. Whoever wants to put this into production, let's do it. Let's sign a contract.
You know, I mean, I know that it all sort of went downhill after season eight.
I think from season three on, it became a different show when Mila Kunis joined the cast.
Oh, I see. You cut that one out. You were like, that one's not good enough.
I did. It was also executive produced by Goldie Hawn.
Great.
And Lucille Ball. okay, you have a song. Alpaca.
Your challenge was the alpaca can't see over the fence. That was what you gave me.
Are you forgetting something?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out if I did or not.
All right, we're going to listen to this alpaca song. Are you ready for me to hit go?
I am ready for you to hit.
All right, I'm going to hit go in 3, 2, 1, go.
1, 2, 3, boop! The alpaca can't see over the fence. The alpaca can't see over the fence. The alpaca can't see, but he can hear all his friends. The alpaca can't see over the fence. He could go over it. Alpacas can't jump. Go under it. Alpacas can't dig.
Go through it.
Alpacas aren't ghosts.
Go round it.
Unfortunately, the fence is surrounding the alpaca on all sides. He could open the gate. The gate is locked.
He could unlock the gate.
He doesn't have a key.
He could pick the lock.
Pick it with what?
A stalk of hay.
That was a rhetorical question. Alpacas can't pick locks. They don't have thumbs. The alpaca can't see over the fence. The alpaca can't see over the fence. The alpaca can't see, but he can hear all his friends. The alpaca can't see over the fence.
He could eat the fence.
Wait, that's not a bad idea.
I'll try to eat the fence.
He's eating the fence.
Oh, wow, it's working.
Oh, no, it's not. Why, what happened? Nothing in particular. It's just that there is a lot of fence. He could burn the fence.
I said he could burn the fence.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Why do you think he's locked in here in the first place? He could fake his death.
Okay.
Scream for help. And when his friends come, they'll see him lying on the floor. He'll be covered in blood.
Where'd he get the blood?
The blood is from the farmer.
Oh my god.
And when the gate is open, burn the farm down.
It's working, it's working.
They're coming to help him. The blood is convincing. They're opening the gate. They sense this trickery, but it's too late. The alpaca is free. The alpaca is free.
Yay!
He tries to start a fire,
but the farmer's not dead.
They're fighting, they're fighting. He calls to his friends, the ones he betrayed. He only has one chance. He strikes a match. He tosses it into the hay. Oh, the alpaca has gotten his revenge.
Oh my god, Matt. Oh. I'm crying. I'm laughing so much I'm crying. Oh my god. The twists and turns of this song.
I always try and guess what bit you're gonna like, and my guess for this one was why do you think he's locked in here in the first place?
It was so good. God, the man, you're so good at this. No notes. This has been another episode of Jam Mechanics.
It's the perfect song.
You did it. Oh man, that's so good.
I had a lot of fun with it, mainly because I wrote it, again, like in about like a half an hour, I think max 45 minutes, which meant that I could just have fun with it. There wasn't, like, I wasn't freaking out going, oh God, where do I go next with this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you decide in the writing of the song where it was going to go? Like,
Okay, so I came up with the chorus first, easy. The guitar part in the verse, the dunk, 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 dun, 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 is a rhythm that I've used when I cover a couple of songs in the past. I really like that rhythm. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I finally found a place for it. The first verse sort of wrote itself, you know, like this kind of sort of kid's song. He could go over it. Alpacas can't jump. And then at the end of the first verse, I was like, okay, I've gone through all of the options. Like I've got, and then I was like, okay, maybe the gate's locked. But then in terms of escalation, rather than doing one thing, then another thing, then another thing, I was like, okay, let's focus on this one thing to kind of twist the idea of the first verse, do the chorus again. He could eat the fence felt like another way, a twist on the second verse by focusing on the one thing and going, oh wait, that could work. It's not working. And then, he could burn the fence came out. I did it sort of accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I was caught off guard by that. And I couldn't think of the only thing I could think of to make the fourth verse stand out was to have the original narrator not know how to respond to the suggestion. The bit that I am annoyed that I couldn't do better at is just the denouement, like the very bit at the end where I was like, okay, what is this alpaca trying to do? Like the only thing I've set up is that he's trying to burn the farm down. And it just felt like there was just like something, like one, you know, he's fighting the farmer. That originally he was going to go in and try and sabotage the boiler, but I couldn't make that work, and it was just too complicated. So,
something that I think of when I'm trying to find an end to a song is go back to the beginning. You know, so I look at a song like Dear McCracken. Right, the beginning line of that is "I just stepped on a plane." Right, so the end of Yeah. Jim Kraken, as soon as I enter that final outro, the thing I say is, I just stepped off a plane, right?
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I see with something like this, you start, the alpaca can't see over the fence. A great last line to this, if you can, you know, find your way to it, is the alpaca can see over the fence. Bonk, bonk, done, right? Like yeah, something that ends with, now he can see over the fence.
Yeah, but you're right. No, the joke after all of that, the joke that makes sense after all of that escalation is just like, and now he can see over the fence.
Yeah, he's standing on the bodies of all his friends and the farmer, and now he can see over the fence. Or, you know, you basically establish two goals. He wanted to see over the fence, and it's because he can hear all of his friends. So either something about being able to see over the fence or something about being reunited with his friends would, I think, be a more satisfying kind of tie up to
the except, whole song. You know, I don't think he really cared about seeing his friends or seeing over the fence. He was locked up there because he was trying to burn the farm down. He's clearly tried and failed to do this in the past. Like, I'm not entirely sure that the chorus makes sense as soon as we get to that plot twist, which is why I never went back to it.
Yeah. No, I think once you hit, why do you think he's locked here in the first place, and going off into just a full thing was the right choice. I think abandoning the chorus at that point in the song was a great idea, because you shifted the tone so much and you had just so many other different places to go.
Okay. This was a really constructive thing.
Yeah. What a good incapable of making a bad jam mechanics. I cannot wait for people to hear the alpaca song. Can we move up this episode to be the next one?
What do you think I should call this?
The alpaca song is not a bad title. Just calling it the alpaca song, because you could title this. You could title it The Alpaca Can't See Over the Fence. You could title it some line from here. Most people will refer to this as the alpaca song.
Okay.
Yep. You could get ahead of them in that way.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, a bedtime story is, people will be like, oh, the bear song. You know, sometimes there's something so vivid as a shortcut to call a song that you can title it whatever you want and people are still gonna just kind of like shortcut it to that thing.
That works for me.
The alpaca song. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of Jam Mechanics. If you like these episodes, you can go to our website or our Bandcamp, either jammechanics.com or jammechanics.bandcamp.com, where you can download these demos and the entire episode if you want to listen to it offline. Those are pay what you want, or you can throw on a couple bucks there if you want to support the show. We don't read ads on the show, so that's the only way that we make anything. We appreciate all that support.
Thank you so much. You can email us at hello@jammechanics.com. You can email bug@jammechanics.com. You can email me at tnc@jammechanics.com.
What?
And you know, thank you to everyone who's reached out so far. That is the end of our podcast.
The Discord. Get into our Discord. It's a good Discord. Yeah. We do a live listen along when we release the episodes for people who are awake at 8 a.m. Eastern time on the Mondays that we drop them. So if you would like to hang out with both Matt and I in our Discord and kind of we give a little 3-2-1 go on the episode and everyone listens to it at the same time and do a little like kind of live chat about it. So that's really fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, and guess whose turn it is to do a little outro
jingle.
It's
me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Well, TV shows and alpacas, we covered all angles. We wrote songs, No such thing as a bad one. Jam mechanics. Every single week. And by every week, I mean every 2 weeks.
I sit by the phone, but I haven't heard.
Both sides, stomach size, and diameter.
And you know that money's for managers.
I know money's for managers.
I sit by the phone, but I haven't heard.
Two spots and 10,000 challengers.
I know that money's for managers.
But goddammit, art is for amateurs.